Welcome and thank you for listening to our Sunday broadcast. Join us as we receive from the incorruptible seed of the Word of God today from Pastor Robert Jackson of Word of Faith Worship Center in Concord, North Carolina.
Awesome job. Awesome job. You can come sing for us anytime. Amen. Praise the Lord. Come on, you know, when you first stepped out in faith, one of the times you stepped out in faith when you was a youngin', man, I didn't get to sing. I had to play King Herod. In the saints, I had to sit like a chair on a chair like this. Had a, I think it was one of those Burger King crowns on my head, you know? Remember the Burger King crowns? I had the old gray beard. Somehow I volunteered. My Sunday school teacher taught me into it. But somebody had to play Herod. Why not me? Amen. But now I get to play Jesus. Amen. No, there's only one Jesus. But I get to have the honor to say what he says. Amen? Amen. And to deliver to you what he wants you to hear this morning. Now it's going to be a little bit different than what Jesus would say. It's going to sound different than what, you know, I can't speak Aramaic. But I can speak by faith. Amen. I can speak my faith in the Word of God. God doesn't need us all being the same. He just needs us all saying the same thing that he says. In other words, what he has said. Because it don't change what Jesus said. See, that's what faith is all about. Faith sees. Where'd Leo go? I gave my water away this morning. Angel's going to get one of those, you know, when you give your water away, there's a little thing coming in your throat. Faith sees the unseen. And then it has something to say what it saw. See, you got to say what faith sees. So you got to say what God says, not what you see. We got to say, and then my Bible says God is faithful. That his word won't come back to him void. So when you see something by faith and you decree it, you plant a seed, that word comes in your heart, you plant a seed and it gets in your heart, and then God's able to bring it to pass in your life. That's the power of the seed. That's the power of the word coming out of your mouth. Then God's able to supernaturally bring it to pass. Amen? See, this water just didn't come by supernatural divine guidance. I had a desire. I had a desire for water. But I knew somebody. He knows. I knew Angel that if I asked, he would bring it to me. Amen? Why? He's faithful. Well, God asked Jesus, will you be the one? Will you be the Lamb? This is before he even created us. This is before he even created the world. The Father asked the Son, there's going to come a time, will you die? Will you be the sacrifice of the Lamb? And Jesus said he would. Before Adam even sinned, Jesus, God had a plan. He didn't need plan B. Because God's plan works every time. Amen? I said, God didn't have a plan B. Jesus was the plan. He was the seed that would come and would destroy the devil. And Jesus had to be, Jesus was the seed that came. And he grew as a man of the word. Amen? He had the word. He had a plan. Jesus had the word. I don't need this water now, but I might as well drink it. It's in my hand, right? Watch. That's called manifestation. Amen. I desired it. I called for it. It came. Manifestation. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Thank you, Angel. You're blessed. You're blessed. So we've been talking about for the last probably 2 months now, have faith in God. We went to the fig tree. If you missed the messages, go to wofwc.org. Click on our YouTube channel. You can catch all the messages. You can even go to our website and listen to the audio if you don't want to watch this preacher up here. You can listen. But I think I got a faithful audience out there that don't mind watching. Amen? Amen. All right, that's all on the offerings here. Let me switch over here on my notes. So, but we've been talking about having faith in God. Just like Jesus spoke to that fig tree. Why? Because the fig tree was speaking to Jesus. It was professing to have figs, because it was the time of figs, but it had none. Jesus had an answer. He cursed it because it was not producing. Now, thank God it wasn't a man. It was a tree, amen. It was an inanimate object, but it was not producing. It was not fulfilling its purpose, the fig tree. And Jesus was hungry. So the Father said, curse it. It don't need to be there. It's taking up space. Remember the talents we just talked about? The Father said, I need a tree that's producing fruit. And it's taking up, it's not producing. So Jesus cursed it. And if you read the story, you go back the next day, 24 hours later, it started dying then. The word came, and then the tree, he cursed it at the root. So when he spoke it, the tree died. It was cut off. But it took 24 hours for that death to work its way up, from the roots up, to where we could what? See it. See, faith was spoken, you couldn't see it. Doesn't mean it wasn't working. It was working, amen? So today, and we've been through probably, this might be my fifth or sixth, this is number six. We want to talk about putting faith to work. Say, putting faith to work. Amen? Because faith, Bible faith without work, is like a fig tree that's cursed. It's dead faith. It ain't producing anything. And God wants us ever producing, ever increasing. Not only, you don't need to increase your faith. You need to use what you got to what? Build your faith. See, you don't need more faith. You just need to build the faith that we have. I don't need more muscles in my body. Everybody's been given the same measure of muscles. You're just either taller or shorter. Amen? But if Reed, he's pretty fit in here. I got to pick on Reed. Reed working his muscles more than I am, he's gonna look different. Come on, he's going to look different. If you're working that muscle, if you're going to the gym, you're going to be looking like a gym, G-E-M. Amen? You're going to be looking different. Why? You're exercising. Using the muscles. Same muscles. It's just you've been doing something. You've been putting them to work. You've been putting those muscles to work. We're going to be in the Old Testament, 2 Kings. Remember, Jesus said, all the word is good for correction, for proof, reproof, for doctrine. Amen? Let's learn from some people that messed up. And then let's learn from some people that didn't mess up, that did what God said. So we don't have to be, I don't want to be an example. I want to be a blessing to others. I want to do what God, I want to fulfill my course, finish my race. So we're going to be in 2 Kings. Let me get there. Second Kings is right after First Kings in the Old Testament. Praise the Lord. We teaching today. 2 Kings chapter 6. Did I tell you what chapter? 2 Kings chapter 6. I love Elijah and Elisha. Elijah and Elisha. Prophets. Old Testament prophets. We call them seers. They saw into the Spirit. Why? God gave them that ability. Amen? Now God has given us His Spirit. Doesn't make me a prophet, but I can see things if God opens my eyes. If I need to see it. Amen? If He needs me to see it, He'll show it to me. He'll show it to you. And it's not just so that we can see. It's so that we can learn. Really not learn, but discern. See, the natural mind learns, but the spirit man discerns. It's something that God shows you that I don't care if it's Albert Einstein, one of the smartest men. Unless God show you something, reveal something to you by His Spirit, your natural man won't understand it. There's a lot of things I didn't understand before I got born again. I couldn't because I was dead. I was dead. But then, when I called on Jesus, I got born again. I got born from above, the kingdom of heaven. Amen? But 2 Kings chapter 6, we're going to talk about putting faith to work. Be thinking about that. Because we've been hearing about what faith is, what faith does. Now, here's how we can put it to work. And this is how some seers put it to work. Chapter 6, verses 1 through 7. Let me flip over one page here. I like my subtitles. This is called The Floating Axe Head. Now, some people, when I say that, depending on what you've seen, you know what first comes to my mind? See if anybody knows my mind in here. Anybody want to take a jab? The Floating Axe Head. Andy Griffin. Anybody know what? Remember the haunted house that Barney and, Goober. It was actually one of Gomer. There we go. Goober's his cousin. Remember the floating axe? It wasn't an axe head, it was an axe. You know, they had a string. But this isn't, this really happened. This ain't in the movies. This wasn't made by Hollywood. This happened. This is real. The sons of the prophets said to Elisha, "See now, the place where we dwell with you is too small. Please let us go to the Jordan." You know, when we fill this place up, it's too small, right? Amen. So you have to build. You need to start getting some souls ready and build. And you're going to have finances are going to be there, right? Yes. Amen. When God says do it, it'll be there. "Let us go to the Jordan. Let every man take a beam from there, and let us make a place where we may dwell." We can teach the word. These are sons of the prophet. They're in training. So he answered, "Go." The prophet said, "Go." What if he'd have said no? That'd have been the word of the Lord. Don't go. It ain't time. And one said, "Please consent to go that I can go with the servants." And he answered, "I will go." So he went with them. And when they came to the Jordan, there's some good things happening at the Jordan. Amen. If you're going to build a cabin in heaven, I won't mind by the Jordan. Amen. Everything in heaven is going to be. You know what I'm saying, though? But down here, things were happening at the Jordan River. But to look at it, you wouldn't think that's such a, because it's a muddy river. But see, don't go by what you see. Don't go by what your natural eye is saying. Go by what the word says. So he went with them and went down, and they came to the Jordan, and they cut down trees. But as one was cutting down a tree, the iron axe head fell into the water. Man, that ain't gonna be good for the tree cutting business. And he cried out and said, "Alas, master." And this is a son, this is a training prophet here. Teachable moment. Amen. "It was borrowed." You ever borrowed anything from anybody? And this is me, I've been taught, if you borrow something, bring it back better than what it was. Amen. I borrowed some tools from Leo. They were chargeable, tools. But if I'd borrowed something that had gas in it, I would have taken it back full of gas. You know, you have to do that when you're in a car, But still, but this guy, he don't have no axe head. It was borrowed. This was borrowed. I'm in trouble. So the man of God said, he's got a word. "Where did it fall? Show me the place." Father, we thank you, Lord, for this word. Lord, Holy Spirit, I'm asking for revelation and insight, Lord. I just don't want to read this story, Lord. I want to reveal to your people what you want to say today, Lord. Help us, Lord, to see. Anywhere you've missed it, tell God you missed it. Come on, in your life, if you haven't. First, if you mess it, confess it. So God can bless your life. Amen. He wants to bless you. If you read Mark 11, 23, 24, all these desires and speaking to the mountain, don't do no good if you got unforgiveness in your heart. When you stand praying, forgive. Forgive. Let it go. Because God's got a place for you. He's got grace for you. Amen. If you have aught against any, don't let the devil steal your blessing. All right, where did I end up? Where was I at? Verse 6. So the man of God said, "Where did it fall?" And he showed him the place. That's a confession right there. Right here is where I missed it, Lord. See, God's just asking, show me. Where'd you miss it? God knows you missed it. He knows where I missed it. He just wanted me to be honest. Amen. And he showed him the place. So the prophet cut off a stick and threw it in there, and he made the iron float. That's a miracle. Last time I threw a fishing rod into the lake that had an iron sinker, it did what it was called. It sank. It didn't float, it sank. So if you want to think like God thinks, I call those things that be not, Abraham said, as though they are. God called Abraham the father of a multitude because he saw him that. He saw him. Jesus was the seed of Abraham. Faith. We're his offspring here today. God believed in Abraham. And he believes in you. And he believes in your offspring. Those one that Wayne are teaching. If they're not, I'm not sure. But they're somebody's offspring. And thank God we got a minister there. It could be a prophet. But the main thing is he's born again and he's praying. Because those kids, sometimes in their life, they're missing it. They're not doing what the parents do. And sometimes it takes a teacher that doesn't have the home relationship to speak a word that they'll receive. Amen? I have many fathers out there, many instructors, but I have very few fathers that spoke into my life that mattered. One of them sitting in this room, two of them sitting in this room, a lot of you sitting in this room that have became my mentors now. Amen? So he cut off the stick and he threw it in there and he made the iron float. Therefore he said, pick it up for yourself. What did Moses have to do when God threw down his stick? You got to pick it up. See, put in your faith to work. Faith will work, but you've got a part to play. I've got to pick it up and believe that it ain't going to sink, that it's going to stay on that stick. When God says something, it'll stick. Amen? It'll stick. Marriage should stick. Amen? What God has joined together, that's super glue stick. Come on. That's covenant. Even though Adam and Eve totally messed up God's plan, they stuck together. Even in the curse, they stuck together. And God worked together with them. Amen? He had to work. They had to work. They were cursed. Briars started coming up in the garden. Wasn't supposed to be there. That hurt. You used to go pick strawberries, blackberries, and didn't get stuck. But now the curse is working against them, but God's still working for them. Come on. God is not against us. He's for us. And he's been working. He worked through us until Jesus. And now Jesus gave us something to do. Amen. Work this faith. Work your faith. That iron did swim. I like that. It swam. Can you see iron? Can you get a picture of that? Thank you, Jesus. You know, Rowan had a baseball game Saturday, and one of his buddies rode with us. He's got his license, but when you get driving in Charlotte, we want to go to the game anyway. We said, Daddy's driving. Charlotte, they're adding all kind of roads and intersections. I didn't even want to drive in Charlotte. I'm like, I even got my GPS because things have changed. You know, Brookshire don't look like Brookshire Freeway anymore. Totally different. Mom wouldn't even go to Charlotte. If Mom had to go, you better go pick my mom up. She wasn't driving to Charlotte. Smart woman. Amen. But so we went to this ball game, and we're riding on the way to the ball game, and we're talking about Rowan and his friends talking about baseball and, you know, how to improve and different things. But then we got on the subject of Mooresville had either a shooting scare Thursday. So they shut the school down, canceled the football game from Friday and scheduled it to Monday just because of the threat. And I'm okay with that. You know, we don't preach, we don't teach fear, but I'm okay with still using wisdom because not everybody's in faith. And there's some crazy demon-possessed people out here that just wants to go shoot and kill somebody. And we know what it is. It's the devil. But there's a name above every name. Jesus. Now see, this is a church we believe we get Jesus on the scene real quick if the devil's on the scene and trying to kill, steal, and destroy. We ain't having that around us, right? We know how to use our authority. We in love, but I'm saying we'll get into some stuff here in a little bit. But so Rowan's friend was sharing, you know, how he's been taught, you know, and they're gun-toting friends. And that's okay. I've never really been a gun person. I've hunted, but I don't own any. I just have a sword. Amen. It's the word of God. But if my kids, I've never had time to go out and hunt, but if they ever desired hunting, I'm not against guns. Some people, you need a gun. We need a gun at times. Peter had a sword, and he needed a sword. You can use them both. You just want to use them right with wisdom. Amen? To protect life. And we talked about how when Dallas was in school, they had a real threat. And our kids have been taught, but they've got to put their faith to work. We've showed them. We've taught them. We love them. We encourage them. And we make an example in front of them. Some people are going to mock you, ridicule you, say all the evil things against you because of the Jesus freak they think you are. And I was one of those people that made fun of Jesus freaks before I met the Jesus, and he's not a freak. Amen. He is a faithful, holy, loving God. Amen. But he loved me even in my mockery. Amen. Jesus still loved me. He saw me here one day. See, he never gives up. And Dallas, they had a real threat. And that day, and we're telling this story, here's another young man that needs to hear it. It's in school. And Dallas, they pretty much had the threat, you know, locked the school down. And Dallas said in his room, you know, they started panicking. Girls were panicking and screaming. And well, Sherry's at preschool. She's seeing teachers getting texts from the kids. So Sherry, what, started praying. Maybe praying in tongues, taking authority. That's what people of prayer do. See, we can bind the devil. We can't speak against people. We can bind that spirit that's working against those people. Because that's the authority. That's what the blood of Jesus. That's the covenant that we have. And so she started texting Dallas. Well, Dallas finally, I'm not sure, I guess she texted him later, but he told us the story. As everybody's panicking, and there's a shooter out there somewhere. I can't remember the story. I don't think there was any shooting, but he had a gun. He was walking, and they finally took care of that. But through all that chaos, faith was put to work. Dallas said, I don't know about, now I might misquote him a little bit here, but pretty much the summary was, Dallas says, I don't know about you people, but I'm not dying today. And he started, whether he said in the name of Jesus or he started praying, he said people started getting closer to him. They pulled their desk over. This guy knows something that we don't know, but he wasn't dying today. He wasn't dying. See, faith, he put his faith to work. He made a declaration. And he's 25 and still thriving. Amen. Coaching kids about baseball. And I believe he's coaching them more about baseball. He's coaching them about faith in God, which goes past faith. You know, baseball, you know, that's a good tool. That's a good time to reach some kids. Amen. And this kid is actually, he's coaching. He's under Dallas. So now, I think it's a good time, but he can maybe pull from Dallas about that scenario. And Dallas can give some more revelation about how you got to put faith in God. Because see, it's okay to have a gun. But what about some that don't have a gun? You can't get to the gun. Well, God is right there. Jesus is on the inside of you. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you, that I may boldly say, get the name of Jesus out there. Amen? Because there's angels. We're going to talk about this. We're going to talk about it. This stuff is real. See, these were not physical sons of prophets. These were the spiritual sons of the prophets. They were prophets in training. They were in school, the school of the prophets. These were students who were learning to minister in the prophet school. They were running out of room and needed a bigger place to accommodate the ministry. And what were they willing to do? Do it themselves. And it's okay if you got money and finances, but they were willing to go out here and sweat. They believed in their teacher. They believed in what he was preaching. And they said, we got to build a bigger place and we'll help you build it. Didn't go have a fundraiser. Nothing wrong with fundraisers. They just said, like David, is there not a cause? I'm strong. I'm young. I'll go borrow an axe head. If I ain't got one, I'll go borrow one. See, that's how hungry we got to be for the Word of God. That's putting your faith to work. I ain't got one, but I'll go find one. I'll go borrow one. By gosh, we'll get it done together. Amen. Your axe and my axe put together, we'll take some trees down. And we'll, like Leo, and then we'll have a fish fry later on. We'll cook some fish and we'll have some fellowship. And we'll worship God and we'll see miracles, and God will show us things that's going to happen. Sons of prophets. It's going to bless other people. Amen. This is what happens when you come to church. Amen. I'm not saying it happens at every church, but it's happening at this church. Amen. Even retired people are going to see some miracles. Amen. See some floating bank accounts rise up in Jesus. Amen. Yes. Come on, Vicky. See your finances flow to the top. Why? Because God's your source. Amen. He's your husband. He got a program. Amen. It works. It's a giving program. Giving and receiving. Good measure. Pressed down. Shaking together. You give and it comes back that way. Amen. So this was a building program. Even Elisha's day, they needed builders to accomplish the ministry. They didn't have air conditioning like we got. We are really blessed. I can cut it on with my phone and cut it off with my phone. Super blessed. One day I could speak to it. I don't want to disturb people in the service worshiping, amen. It's out there, come on. I think they call her or him Alexa. We're talking about Elisha. Today we're talking about Elisha, who was a prophet. The students took upon themselves the responsibility for building this school. That's what you've got to do with faith. You've got to take the personal responsibility to build your faith. Amen. This is school time. Amen. That's all kind of times here. Worship time, school time. Man, we're learning here. Why? So you can go out and do the work. Put your faith to work. Amen. All they wanted was his permission. And that's what you need to do. Lord, what would you have me to do? Don't think about tomorrow. What about today? Faith is now. Faith is now. Say, putting faith to work. Putting faith to work. Another example, and we're right here in 2 Kings. 2 Kings, verses 8 through 23. Finishing verse 7 there, and he said, therefore he said, pick it up for yourself. So he reached out his hand, and he took that axe head for himself. You're a part of the miracle. Putting faith to work. Now, verse 8, now the king of Syria was making war against Israel. Should we be praying for Israel? The enemies of Israel are the enemies of ours. Because God said, this is God's people. He actually said, they are the apple of my eye. And God hasn't changed. This is how the Word of God came to us, through his people, through the covenant people. Amen? And we got grafted in because of grace, because of the cross. And the king of Syria was making war against Israel, and he consulted with his servants, saying, my camp will be in such and such a place. King's giving direction to the people, to his soldiers here. And the man of God sent to the king of Israel, saying, beware that you do not pass this place, for the Syrians are coming down there. Why were these prophets training to protect God's people, to speak to the kings? Back then, thank God, kings listened to the prophets. Some of them did, not all of them. They're seers. They're seeing what the enemy, what the devil's up to, and they are giving advice, wisdom to the king. See, they each had their place. David acted as priest and king. Amen? Who are you made? We are now made kings and what? Priests unto our God. Talk about you now. That was a weak amen. Then the king of Israel sent someone to the place of which the man of God had told him. Thus he warned him, and he was watchful there, not only once, but this happened twice, that God protected Israel from the enemy. Don't go there. Don't go there. They're going to trap you there. Therefore, the heart of the king of Syria, Israel's enemy, he was troubled by this. What he's thinking? There's a traitor in the camp. How does the king of Israel know what I'm going to do? See, he's spiritually dead. Because he's thinking somebody's in treason here. Somebody's being paid underneath the table here to tell all my plans. So he don't have a covenant with God. Well, he's got a covenant with God. It's just the God of Achron. It's the Baal. It's the devil. Thus he warned, and therefore the heart of the king of Syria was greatly troubled. And he called his servants and said to them, "Will you not show me which of us is for the king of Israel?" There's a traitor in here somewhere. There's a leaker. That's what we call, there's a leaker somewhere. Somebody's leaking out this classified information. And one of the servants said, No, it's not us, my Lord, but we know who it is. Why? Somebody's been telling faith stories. Somebody's been telling faith stories, and it's got out. And they are real faith stories that's being told. What's your story? What are they going to say about you a year from now, 2 years from now, 5 years from now? Amen? We need to be telling some stories here. Get some faith out here. Get it planted. "No, my Lord, but it's Elisha, the prophet who is in Israel, tells the king of Israel the words that you speak in your private place." Why? He's trying to bring, trying to kill God's people, destruction. And God will show, the Holy Spirit will show us those things. Amen? So he said, the king said, "Go and see where he is that I may send and get him." You know, when I heard this, you know what I heard? I heard an old king say the same thing about Jesus. "Go show me. Go tell me where this king is so I can come and worship him also." You remember that story? No, he didn't want to worship. He wanted to kill Jesus. See, you can't. We got to watch how we pray. We got to pray, but there comes a times when we've been instructed, we got to turn them over to the flesh. Let the devil have them because they're causing harm to the body. And they won't repent. And now that's a bad place to be. But God says, sometimes he says, quit praying for them. Quit praying for them. And be like the prodigal son. And one day they'll be eating with the pigs and they'll come to themselves, what? Hopefully. And then they'll repent and come home. Now, you got to hear God to say that. Amen? That's when you hear God to say that. I'm not telling you don't pray. Jesus didn't bless and heal everybody. He healed those all that came to him. And some of them hated him and wanted to throw him off a cliff. He didn't pray for them. Jesus didn't pray for them. He loved them, but he didn't pray for them right then. They got to hear. They got to have an ear to hear. Amen? And Jesus, well, let's stay on course here. What verse was I on? Thank you, Reed. Thank you, disciples. So he said, "Go see where he is, that I may send and get him." And it was told him, saying, "Surely he is in Dothan." Therefore the king sent horses and chariots and a great army. Look at here. Oh, for what? One prophet. One man sending an army. One man. But it wasn't just one man. It was a great man, a great prophet. And they came by night, look at here, cowards, came by night and surrounded the city. Of course, they might have fought that way back then. And when the servant of the man of God arose early, come on, early and went out, there was an army surrounding the city with horses and chariots. And his servant, now this is Elisha's servant here. He's training, his associate prophet here. He said, "Alas, my master, this ain't the axe head gone. This is an army now. Alas, my master, we in trouble. We are in trouble. What shall we do?" What's speaking here? Is faith speaking? Sounds like fear speaking. What shall we do? He sees an army. I got a revelation on this too. A little nugget here. It's a big revelation to me. Do what? Do not fear. Faith people, God's people, should not be. I like how Brother Copeland says, fear tolerated is faith contaminated. If you tolerate fear, it'll contaminate your faith. Ever played tug of war? One side's going to win, one side's going to lose. You get into fear, you're going to lose. Faith's going to lose out. Doesn't mean God's the same. But he works through your faith. Amen? Peter began to sink. He didn't sink when he took his eyes off what? Faith. What Jesus had said, come. He didn't say sink. Jesus didn't say, come to me, Peter, and then start to sink. Jesus said, come. Peter started to sink when he took his eyes off the Word, because he started got in fear that he was even there in this storm. And this just wasn't, ooh, little rain blowing. This was probably a severe storm. So he answered the prophet, do not fear, for those who are with us are more than those who are with them. Well, in the natural, this prophet ain't seeing nothing but two of them and thousands of these armies. But he's teaching him something here. And Elisha's teaching him. And Elisha prayed, here we go. He didn't pray for the army, he prayed for his servant. Lord, he said, I pray, open his eyes that he may see. Well, he was looking, he had his eyes, but he wasn't talking about these eyes. Open his discernment, the spiritual eyes that can only be seen by the Spirit, by the power, by the anointing. See, they were anointed to be prophets, to protect people. Open his eyes that he may see. And the Lord, what? Granted that request. He opened his eyes and the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire all around who? Around who? It was around the faith man. It wasn't around Elisha because, see, Elisha was in fear. Right over here is light, over here is dark. Amen. We saw that in the children of Israel. There was light in their camp and there was darkness when the plagues were hitting. Amen. But see, we're different. We're faith people. Put in your faith to work. I like what he said. Open the eyes that he may see. He didn't see the enemy. There's devils out there. There's demons. There's demonic angels out there too. Come on, this is the spirit realm. Don't look at what the devil's doing. Look at how big your God is. That's the revelation I got. Quit looking at your circumstance and look at your King Jesus. Amen? Who is sitting on the throne beside the Father, seated in heavenly places, we are with him. And he says, looking unto me, he's the author and finisher of our faith. Look to Jesus and what he's saying. He says, I'm for you, Elisha. See, Elisha, his servant saw all those that were for him. See, God don't want us focusing on the enemy. He wants us focusing on his word. Amen? And then we got the victory there. Because when he saw all that, you know what it was? Peace. Come on, peace. A peace, supernatural peace settled upon him then. Fear left. When faith came, fear left. But he had to see it. Amen? He had to see it with his heart. Do not fear. So when the Syrians came, now see, these Syrians, they can't see this. They can't see these great armies of God, of chariots of fire and angels of fire, sitting there with swords drawn. Because if they did, they'd been tucking and running. So the Syrians came down to him, and Elisha prayed to the Lord and said, look at here. Strike this people, I pray, with blindness. Hey, it's better than killing them. Amen. This is the mercy of God right here. Jesus came to save men's lives. You understand, this is the Old Covenant. This is the Old Testament. They were coming to kill these prophets. But this prophet said, and what happened? The angels struck them with blindness. Go back to Sodom and Gomorrah. Same thing happening there. Two angels of the Lord there. They can't see. They can't see them. Why? Because they're blinded spiritually. They're in sin. See, sin blinds you, hardens your heart, and you can't see and you can't hear God. So he spoke blindness. Spoke blindness. And Elisha said to them, this is not the way. Who is the way? Jesus is the way. Coming against God is not the way. It's being a blessing to God's people. That's the right way. Amen?
Yeah.
When you start fighting against Israel, when you start fighting against God, you're going the wrong way. Jesus is the only way to peace. He's the only way to be born again. He's the only way to the Father. Jesus is the way. Getting in the flesh ain't the way. Getting in strife ain't the way. Getting in anger with your brother, I'm talking about with the enemy out here, is not the way. Love is the way. Bless those that curse you. Pray for those that despitefully use you. But if it comes to the point where they got a gun and they're pointing at you, speak blindness on them. Better they be saved, be blind. Hey, we can find this in the New Testament, a sorcerer. Blindness came upon him, the Apostle Paul. Amen? Why? There was a root of bitterness in him. He was possessed by the devil. The devil wants to kill you. Amen? But we're out to save men's lives. And some, the Bible says, we got to snatch them out of the pit of hell. They're right there going down to hell, and we got to be there to snatch them out of that pit. Give them a bold word. Tell them what they're doing. Like Wayne says, we got to let people know what you're doing is wrong. It's evil, because in the last day, they're deceived. There's a spirit of delusion out here. They think they're doing right. They're doing wrong. And we got to be there to say, hey, God says this is the way. You're getting real close to mercy. You're getting that fine line where mercy and judgment starts. Mercy stops and judgment comes in there. And God wants men, he wants to save them. Amen? He's out to save men's lives. Elisha said, this is not the way, nor is this the city. Follow me, and I will bring you to the man. What does Jesus say? Follow me. Follow me, and I will bring you to the man whom you seek. But he led them back to Samaria. So it was when they had come to Samaria, Elisha said, Lord, open the eyes of the men. And the Lord opened their eyes, and they saw, and there they were inside Samaria. And when the king of Israel saw them, he said to Elisha, my father, shall I kill them? Shall I kill them? And he answered, you shall not kill them. Would you kill those whom you have taken captive with your sword and your bow? Set food. Jesus gave us this parable. Set food and water before them that they may eat and drink and go to their master. And they prepared a great feast. Bless those that curse you. Jesus teaching on the mount. Pray for those that despitefully use you. Why? Hoping that they'll learn from this example. I could have killed you. Sin will kill you. But the mercy of God saved them. Blindness came instead of death. Those angels, what were they do? They were there to whatever the prophet said, because we see, I'm not going to have time to get into it today, but God was there. That prophet had been trained, Elisha had been trained by Elijah, hear the voice of the Lord. What he says, you speak. Amen? And you got to understand, you're not God, you're not the judge. God is the judge of all the earth. Amen? Now we're to love. And vengeance is mine, says the Lord. He will do. God is seeking justice. And that's where we got to sometimes have the Lord lead you how to pray or quit praying. Amen. And God says, turn it over to me. I'll put some other people across their path. They got to pray a different way right now. See, God knows. Don't sit in that judgment seat. We sit in Christ. Amen. Who said, forgive. Forgive them, for they know not what they do. This Syrian army, they didn't know what they were doing. They were blind. They couldn't see into the spiritual realm, and they were heading to destruction. But thank God for the prophet that had God's heart, the Father's heart. Amen? I don't want blindness on nobody. I don't want sickness on nobody. But when somebody's going to come against me and bring death or destruction that's possessed by the devil, I'm going to rely on what the Holy Ghost tells me to say. Amen. Now, I'm not going to be silent. That ain't the time to be silent. You be silent, you'd be dead, you'd be in heaven. That's a good place to be, but God needs us down here on the earth working. Put your faith to work. Amen. Praying. I've heard my pastor say plenty of times that when you pray, you might not supposed to go to that restaurant today. Amen. And somebody might have gave you a gift card for you and your wife, but not today. There's a chef back there. You don't want him cooking your food. I'm just putting some examples out here. What is the Lord saying? Amen. Don't go there today. Save that gift card until God has the right person or people cooking or serving you there. Amen. So that, what is the Lord saying? What is your place? Amen. Now our place, our hiding place has got to be in him. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's comfort and there's peace. So you got to follow your peace. You got to follow that peace in your heart. Now, Ron had a bad situation this week. He lost his money and cards and just a bad situation. $700 in cash. But God is there. Angels are there. Even if the thief was there and stole the money, it's God's money. And we're not relying on just that one person, that one source, to get it back to him. He's got some cards. He's got it. You have to cancel cards and all these things. But you know what? You declare whose you are. He knows. God knows where the money, where that satchel fell. He knows who picked it up. And you know what? We're going to pray. And they've got all his information, his address. And if the devil did, if that thief did get it, you know what? We're going to pray for that individual. We're going to pray for that loss to be turned around to the cross. Amen. I just hear this today, Ron. We're just going to call on Jesus. He sees, he knows all. Right now, specifically for Ron, but God knows your situation. We didn't get into it today, but your situation can change in the blink of an eye. The trumpet can sound and we can all be changed out of our situations. That's going to happen one day too. But the main thing is, fear not, Ron. Fear not. For the Lord knows he is your blessing. You know he is the blesser. What you've lost, Jesus said, I can get it back to you. No problem. He says, I can cancel debts. I can pay taxes. I can send you fishing and pay for your taxes. But he knows your heart. So just trust him. Just worship him and just thank him. Don't get in fear. Don't be anxious about it. Just praise him that it's all going to work out for your good. And Father, we pray if anybody found his stuff and if they stole it right now, Father, we ask for you to forgive that person. And we bind that thief, the devil, right now off of this person, off of their life. And we release love and life to this person, that, Lord, you would bring your holy conviction to this person right now, that they know that if they stole this, that's not right. And, Lord, we pray, we bless them right now in the name of Jesus for that conviction to come upon them, Lord, for them to repent and turn and give back every bit they took. They knew it wasn't theirs. They got the picture, the IDs. They got the cards there, Lord. Let them do what's right. And we just release them into your hands right now, Father, in Jesus' name. You said that's the way to pray. And we just thank you right now that Ron's going to be blessed because his blessing is tied to you, Father, not to the devil and not to this world system. His blessing is tied to the blesser, Jesus. So we call you blessed, Ron. And don't struggle about it. Put your faith to work on it. Put your faith to work on it. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I thank you, Lord, for this message. This is a continuing message. I thank you, Lord, for Pastor Reed. He's going to bring forth the word next Sunday, exactly what we need to hear here, Father. And I just thank you, Lord, that our eyes, Lord, open our spiritual eyes when we need to see things in the Spirit, Lord. We don't have to be a prophet. We just need to be obedient to the heavenly vision that you give us to see. Lord, give us the wisdom to know what's going on before it happens, Lord, to know and be blessed and be secure in you, Father. And we thank you, Lord, that you are our shepherd and you have blessed our finances. You have blessed us spiritually, physically, and financially. Everything that we do, Lord, is blessed because of your mercy and grace. And we thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. Any personal prayer I can agree with you, pray with you for this morning? We can agree, put your faith to work. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today at Word of Faith Worship Center. I pray God's grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of our Lord Jesus Christ. And if you do not know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, then according to Romans 10, 8 through 10, the word is nigh unto thee, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach, that if you will confess with your mouth Jesus as your Lord, and believe that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the heart you believe unto righteousness, and with your mouth confession is made unto salvation. We would ask you today to simply say, yes, I believe this, and I say yes to Jesus. Now, if you just received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, we would encourage you to get into a good church. Our church is located at 757 Harris Street, Northwest, Concord, North Carolina, 28025. And you can also find us on the internet at wordoffaithworshipcenter.org or wofwc.org. We hope to see you soon. Blessings.